WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic whisperer, bringing you another daily dose of mental fitness. We're talking about mindfulness today, a topic that's more relevant than ever in this crazy world we live in. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly racing from one thought to the next? You know that feeling when anxiety starts creeping in, and it feels like you're drowning in a sea of worries? Yeah, I get it. That's where mindfulness comes in, folks. It's not about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about learning to be present, to observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and to cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. So, what are some key takeaways from this mental gym workout? First off, mindfulness is all about paying attention to the now. Not dwelling on the past or stressing about the future. It's about savoring that cup of coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or listening to the rhythm of your breath. Think of it like this. You're training your mind to be laser focused, honing in on the present moment rather than getting scattered by every thought that pops up. Second, mindfulness involves observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Just imagine them as clouds passing by. You acknowledge them, but you don't get swept away by them. We all have those negative thought patterns, they are like stubborn weeds in the garden of our minds. But with mindfulness, we learn to recognize them, let them be, and gently redirect our attention elsewhere. Third, mindfulness is about cultivating self-compassion. We're often our own harshest critics, constantly berating ourselves for perceived shortcomings. But mindfulness encourages us to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer a friend. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that we're all on this journey together, and that it's okay to not be perfect. Fourth, mindfulness isn't just about sitting in lotus position and chanting. You can practice mindfulness anywhere, anytime. Whether you're waiting in line at the grocery store, commuting to work, or even doing dishes, you can bring that sense of present awareness to everyday activities. It's about making a conscious effort to engage with your surroundings and to appreciate the little things. And finally, remember that mindfulness is a practice, not a destination. It takes time and effort to cultivate a mindful state of being. There will be days when your mind feels like it's on overdrive, and that's okay. Just gently bring yourself back to the present moment, one breath at a time. Imagine this. You're walking home after a long day. Your thoughts are racing work deadlines, unfinished errands, that awkward conversation with your neighbor. Suddenly, you notice the smell of fresh-cut grass and hear the laughter of children playing in a nearby park. You take a deep breath, feeling the cool air fill your lungs. In that moment, you're fully present, grounded in the here and now. The anxieties haven't disappeared, but you've created a little space between yourself and those worries. You're able to walk with more ease, a sense of calm settling over you. So, what are you waiting for? Take a moment right now to practice mindful breathing. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly. Repeat that several times, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. Feel your shoulders relax, your heart rate slow down. Remember, even a few minutes of mindfulness can make a big difference in how you feel. This daily dose of mindfulness isn't just about managing stress, it's about cultivating a deeper sense of peace and well-being. It's about finding joy in the simple things, appreciating the present moment, and being kind to yourself along the way. So keep practicing, keep exploring, and remember you've got this. Share your thoughts on mindfulness with us using #TheStoicMindGym. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another mental fitness workout.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.